interested in people and what they put behind them. They've got their destinations all behind them.
All right, we're now recording. So you ended up with this behind me because I couldn't figure out how to turn the background off earlier. And so I was like, all right, this one will work. And then I didn't realize it moved. So, but, you know. All right. So as she said before, as Leisha said before we came in, the first aspect of the breakout group is for you all to identify your chairperson of the group. So that's, I don't know if there's anyone that wants to say, hey, I want to be the chairperson. And then if there's more than one, you all can, you know, do a little discussion and then figure it out. Or if, you know, we're going to do rock, paper, scissors, shoot, or if, you know, any, mini, money, mo. But that's supposed to be amongst you all determining who your chairperson is going to be. Don't all jump in it at once.
Nominate Simon.
No.
I'm just a little worried about capacity right now for me. Otherwise, I would take it on. But, you know, if push comes to shove.
So I think that's a good idea to nominate somebody there. So I think Tony would be a real good one.
I nominated Simon. I did.
I'm sorry, Jody.
What are the responsibilities of the chair? That's my question.
So it will be making sure your subcommittee does some groups, some meetings, either recording them or documenting what goes on when we come back to the main track group, doing a short presentation or a summary of what's been accomplished. And then it can also be the formation of subcommittees or groups under this subcommittee.
Okay, Jody, you got
it. So while that sounds like a whole lot, you know, I'd hate to say it's really not, but it, you know, it does take time. And we all know what time is right now. It's a vital commodity. I think we all thought, oh, we're working from home. This will be a lot less stuff. Yeah. And it's been more for us, but that's just, you know, part of it. So, you know, I guess make sure you have the commitment. And maybe if we want a lead and a co, that might be a way to do it, to where if one of the two people can't quite make it, then they do have a backup. I don't know what the other groups are doing, but, you know, in my opinion, it's always...
I'm relatively organized and
relatively, Jody, she's very organized.
Okay. And know how to delegate.
So. I am not.
I am more than happy to be an assistant chairperson.
I like there that, Miss Bonnie.
So I will help.
All it. Right. Well,
I'm on the local level fighting COVID right now. So I don't want to be a chairperson.
Okay, so we'll do Jody as the chair with Bonnie as the backup.
There you go.
Good? Sounds
good. Right. Thanks for your vote of confidence, Tony, but I'm glad the way it went.
Yeah. Your name was just next
to
mine.
Didn't want to do it, I know.
No offense.
Yeah, I don't want to deal with this. So, I can't organize all this kind of stuff.
The next task is to give some feedback and maybe look at refining the subcommittee theme, or do you feel it the theme, you know, funding and economic impact addresses is clear enough, or, you know, do we need to look at reevaluating that and present that we've actually changed what our group's going to be, but it still needs to, you know, be focused on that, the dollar aspect.
I like it because it's a little bit about.
Yeah, okay, wait. Here's what I end up doing in our staff meetings is we do this, and then one of us will. So what we normally do is if you're talking, then you pick the next person with their hand up. So, Bonnie, I think you started, and then we know we're going to Melanie. So go ahead, Bonnie.
I'm probably doubling what Melanie said is it's so broad that I almost would like to have known is there some already defined objectives or goals under this heading that we're sort of giving us direction to. Melanie, you know.
Yeah. After I spoke about rural earlier, it made me think, you know, I don't want to just limit to that because we have a lot of communities that don't, that's a real, the distress is a real specific measurement. And we have a lot of areas that need help in development, regardless of the size. And so I was just, I had sent Allison a message when she put that chat on there about recreate responsibly, because we've been getting funding requests to market that. And that is not necessarily a call to action for tourists to come. It's a call to action for tourists who are there. So I started thinking, you know, there's funding, all different types of funding aspects. And then also from an economic side, it's not just limiting to one area, you know, inner city that was brought up. There's a lot of different ways that I think we could utilize this, but we will need to hone in on some of that for sure. I like the broadness, I guess, is my point.
So, Melanie, you do like the broadness. Bonnie, you feel it's a little too broad.
I just feel maybe, I guess we're supposed to come up with the objectives and goals and drill it down, I suppose. That's the only thing I feel like, okay, we got the topic, two words, funding and impact. Where are we going from there?
Okay. And I think that's the purpose, to start out broad and then do that drill down. And, you know, and it may be that Jody decides you need some subcommittees to this committee, and then you all go out and find some additional, you know, committee members. It's not necessarily finding additional track members, but it's finding subcommittee members, because when we put the list together, we ended up with a very large list, and it was like, you can't get a, you know, it's hard to function a core group when you have so many. So we had to go through and do some narrowing down, but with the thought process that once the committee started going, they would actually probably pull some more, maybe of those people or some people that they knew were relevant into the areas onto, you know, subcommittees or task committees, what, you know, whatever we determined to call them. So broad, you know, broad's probably the purpose, and then the subs of the sub will end up being a little more focused. Anybody else have feedback or refining aspects? Simon?
I think we're good. I think we're good as is.
Okay.
I think we're good as is.
Yeah. If the way the way that I understand it, then what we're trying to do is we'll fit into these basically two, what I'm going to call two categories. So each of these areas will have a group of other items that fall in that we will be helping define the goals and figuring out who's missing from the table.
I believe so. Okay. You know, and I'm basing that on some limited involvement in the last one, because I had just, when the last big one, I had just started with rec services. So Bonnie may actually be able to address that a little bit better. Is that kind of how things went when the 2020 was developed? You tried to identify and then break down categories?
Well, you tried to identify, and, you know, it's not that just the brain power with track committee is going to bring all that input, because we all have people that we are networked with in the field or in the field related to this topic that we can get their opinion in. And so that's when you start drilling it down. And does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Tony, did you have something earlier?
Yeah, that was the funding, because in the other one, when it was on the 2020, we were looking at funding from the state level. Is, you remember, Bonnie, was it from the state level, but we didn't talk about other avenues of funding from other sources. So it is a broad subject. So I think we need to have it broad, then we need to narrow down.
So are we talking, you know, about, as it was put in this plan, a dedicated funding system to support state parks? That falling into our subcommittee. You know, obviously grant funding, we all have, y'all are parts of programs and things, and meshing those programs into a strategy maybe. But, you know, then there's partnerships. Partnerships are about funding. Public and private, you know, sponsorships, all those kinds of things are part of funding. Then the economic impact, you know, tourism does an awesome job putting that plan together every year and saying, here's the economic impact of tourism in your county or what have you. If we could do the same thing on recreation and give a recreation report, wouldn't that be awesome? Because, you know, I love those numbers, but you're not, and I understand completely, those numbers don't tell you in terms of tourism how much came because they went fishing, how much came because they, you know, were doing greenways and trails or something like that. So it might be too difficult, but it'd be nice to sort of use tourism's annual report that they give on a parks and recreation standpoint. Or
Melanie?
Yeah, I agree. Our numbers would be a good baseline, and those are typically, the recreation are typically indirect impacts. So the longer somebody stays in a place, the more they're going to spend. And just thinking about partnerships too among state agencies, oftentimes, you know, our tourism people will call us naturally, but I direct them to health or to TDEC or to different, even TDOT on things. And so I think just establishing that, it's, you know, we've said in all the different committees we all serve in, why isn't there just one place to find all of that? But the better we can do with having those established partnerships on those types of projects so that we're not just thinking in silos, I think the better, certainly serves everybody better that way. And then, like you said, public private, that's something that we often don't even think about on our end, but lots of opportunities there and best practices that we could probably find to include from other areas.
So what I heard from that is you may want to roll partnerships into this committee's name.
Well, certainly if we need to ask other, if we need to ask other people to be a part of it.
Bonnie, you had your hand up before.
Well, I think the partnerships, you know, partnerships are very broad. Partnerships amongst state agencies. That, so I think partnerships is important. For that, but it would be, like Melanie said, really good. Maybe it's a, no offense, an RES task that we put in our,
thank you.
Is really, because I get asked all the time, and that's just because I've been in the field for, I'm a dinosaur, and people say, Bonnie, where did you get the funding for this? Where did you get the funding for this? Where did you get the funding for that? It'd be really nice if we could assign that or have some agency to just be able to put that out to local departments or even to the state parks, because lots of times state park managers are asking too, and say, well, here's the funding sources that we see are aligned to outdoor recreation or even indoor, you know, for local parks. And it'd be nice to be able to have that resource that you could give parks directors or mayors or what have you.
Jody?
Okay. So I was jotting down things. Of course, I was thinking about things such as these feasibility studies that communities have done to see if this recreational build will bring more people, and then how it connects to the state parks, because it's a huge piece. How do we get people that are in state parks into the downtown? How do people that are in downtown, or even the people who aren't in downtown, they go to an attraction. How do we share that information about, hey, we've got this great greenway, we've got, you know, these other things. How do we do these cross, and partnerships is a great way to put that under, because it is developing and collaborating and building these partnerships to collect more money and then to increase the economic impact. And it just makes sense.
So to cross market each other's.
Yeah, I agree. It's,
go ahead, Tony.
On the fund, on that thought that Jody mentioned, you know, state parks are kind of, people that work there, it is kind of a silo. You know, they're there, and they just deal with the state park. There should be some kind of relationship where we can develop collaboration with foundation groups, private individuals who may contribute to a project, those type of things. And I think some kind of ambassador program to develop partnerships to but it's a funding ambassadors, you know, to search out relationships where, okay, this guy's a millionaire and he's got a foundation and here is a state park and here is the, whatever they call them at the state park, the person that's in charge, the, what is it? It's the,
what do you call manager.
It? The park. Manager. And people probably never knew who the manager is at, I'm just giving an example, down at Chickasaw, who knows who the manager is, or Pinson Mound, nobody. But if they were, if we were to have relationships where they're part of groups, invite them to things that you're doing. So I think that is a good thing. The collaboration does probably need to be a part of this part when we're talking about funding.
Do you all think that we need to have sustainability as part of us, or is that part of another group? Because it's one thing to get funding, and I know as state agencies, you hate to know that you built something and you paid for it, and it's let go, and they're not sustaining it and building off of that. So I think that needs possibly to be part of ours, but I'm not sure if it's covered in another group.
No, the other groups right now are equity and access, conservation in rural regions, and advocacy and education. So sustainability would probably be a good one. Okay.
I agree with Bon. That's a really good point. We can, plus we get like foundations get money for stuff, then they go away. I ain't gonna keep that thing rolling for the next few years.
And that.
Oh, that's true.
And that to me is where, when you're able to tell the story of why this is important, whether it's affecting health, whether it's bringing more dollars into your community, and telling that story with actual data, helps build that support. You know, why would a company join the Friends Group? Why would a company invest to build that kayak launch or whatever it might be at the state park? Why would they do that? You know, and here's the reasons why. Healthier employees, recreation, it makes your employees happy, healthier, it increases productivity, you know, it's right here. So those are some good things. Yes, Bonnie.
Bonnie, I agree 100%. I think Melanie.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. No, Melanie.
I agree 100% with Jody. And I think that's one of the skills that people, well, two of them, how do you write a grant? Yeah. But the other is telling your story. And maybe that's a sort of education kind of, we have a workshop to train, free workshop, by the way, so you don't have to pay for it. Maybe it comes out of the development districts, maybe, you know, whatever, about how do you tell your story and train people to give them that opportunity. Because I'm like Jody, I think that is really crucial. You have to have people, you have to communicate.
Okay, we have 8 minutes. And Melanie, did you have your hand going up again?
I did. I just...
No, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
In thinking about that and the education, because I, on a secondary note, you know, we often hear from a tourism standpoint, I mean, from a leadership, community leadership, even when we're talking about tourism, we want industry, we want all of these things, but understand the impact of what, how this can affect their community and the return is really, really a big piece of it. But I just totally lost my train of thought. this is like my sixth Zoom today, so I'm sorry. No, I had something so profound, I'm sure, to say, but anyway, I'll chat it if it comes back to you. I'm sorry.
We can come back. So the third item that they want us to get to today is establishing a subcommittee goal or goals. So that, you know, that's something, what is going to be, yeah, the focus. What is the goals? I'll say plural because it's hard to sometimes just pick one of this committee.
Yeah, that's not a 5-minute thing.
Really?
We got six though, Jody. It's a 6-minute thing. We at least need some type of conversation because we're going to have to summarize this, Jody, in a few minutes.
That's right. All right. Cookies.
So, you know, what's the goal? Is the goal to, you know, there's been, you know, it took a little bit, but it got in a partnership aspect, and then we got into a story for your ROI aspect. So is the goal of this to bring, to create awareness through storytelling to increase the partnerships and the funding sources, which will roll to increase an economic impact? I mean, really, I just threw a lot of stuff together in a sentence, but, you know. Go for it, Bonnie.
Something, I know, sorry, I'm going to apologize up first, up front. It's going to be so simple. Think of it like a funding and economic impact toolbox that you're trying to give
okay.
to agencies, locals, or whatever. And in that toolbox, it's the skill about being able to tell your story. How do you express economic impact? How do, you know, what was our other thing? Sustainability issues, but this
is sustainability I'm talking about.
And it could be, you know, funding, you know, all those kinds of things, or the partnerships. These are parts of the toolbox that you want to build that you can give to local government agencies or whatever. To get money. How do you get money? That's how to get money toolbox. Show me the money.
That's our slogan.
There you go.
Okay. Thoughts from others on funding an economic impact toolbox.
Yeah, because if you're going after sources of funding, you have to sell them on the fact of the benefit, and that would entail partnerships with, you know, corporations. You know, we got a good relationship with Toyota Bodine here. They adopted one of our parks. You know, corporations mm-hmm. could adopt a state park or could whatever and that type thing. So I think the whole goal is for us to bring this together, and part of that story will be the economic impact part of it, that hey, by having this type of facility, that in turn brings money, that in turn y'all know what I'm saying. Yeah, I like this.
I don't know whose hand was up first, Simon or Jody. Okay, Simon.
I like the toolbox thing, and like she was saying earlier, the brain farts. I apologize. I'm the same way today. I had a budget meeting all morning, and my brain's a bit fried. So, but I think it's important in the toolbox. I like that's really cool. But effective funding strategies and tools that work. It's one thing to talk about all this funding. What actually works? What actually brings the cash in? A lot of times people spend a lot of energy and time on all these different concepts versus what's actually making it happen.
Okay. Yeah, what's implementable?
Jody. And then I've kind of written everything down that's been in the toolbox, but Jody, you had your hand up with Simon.
Okay, so here's, I kind of put these in two different categories, even though they connect. So under funding, we're talking about state funding, we're talking about partnerships, public and private, sponsorships, collaboration, storytelling, ambassadors, those, you know, the friends group pieces, when you get more people involved, how does that happen? Doing events, working with your tourism people, doing events, and I jotted down what works, but these all connect to your economic impact pieces. So what's the sustainability? If you do something, what's the sustainability? The storytelling is with your success stories. So how do we tell that story? The tourism partners, to make sure that we tell that story and that locals, I mean, I can't even tell you, when I moved to Sparta, there were so many people who'd lived there their entire life, never been to Burgess Falls. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Lived there their whole life, never been to the park. Craziness. So it's more than just one area or another area. It's telling the story and why they would want to go there. So how do we do that? And then tourism versus recreation. So there's ways to increase that health piece and all those things that are beneficial as an individual and as a community. So
Okay. So you're still liking the toolbox aspect, or you want to go with another? Okay.
Oh, no, I think
but that, you broke it into two categories into the toolbox.
Yeah, I think that's, yeah, I think it's put it in a toolbox, absolutely.
Okay. All right, we're, see? It was 5 minutes, Jody. Not even the six that I said we had. Bonnie, you had your hand up again.
I just want to emphasize what Simon, and it could be because sort of Simon and Tony are, we're local, is I want something practical that's implementable. I don't want...